Hi, this is Mr. Turner. Welcome to our podcast. Today we're going to look at Chapter 1, Section 3, The Enlightenment. This is found on pages 98 through 107 in your textbook. Section 3 in your book talks about Europe's heritage of ideas. It talks about how the European influenced the New World. It starts off with the growth of religion of Judaism and Christianity, and how they're both religions of covenants, of binding agreements, and how you have the spread of Christianity across Europe. It also talks about the spread of Islam through the Middle East, North Africa, and Central Asia, and how Islam had an advanced study of math, science, and medicine. So you've got all these religions working that are forming rules of law and spreading out knowledge and all those different things that are going to spread throughout the world. During the Age of Enlightenment and the Renaissance, you're going to have development of scholasticism, the invention of the university system in Europe. The first university is in Bologna, Italy, but you're soon followed by the University of Paris and Oxford, England, that are going to have their universities filled. You have a guy named Thomas Aquinas also, who's going to come up with a natural law. And he says that some laws are human nature and don't need to be made by governments. We're going to see that echoed in our own government, where we say we see these laws to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Okay, so that's not necessarily a new idea, that because it starts off with Thomas Aquinas. Thomas Aquinas says we have the right to live, to learn, to worship, and reproduce. Of course, Thomas Jefferson says we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And during this time, Latin's going to become the European language for government, trade, and learning. So you've got all these different types of things going on where people are getting more educated, and that's becoming an important thing again. And people are getting fired up about learning and getting new ideas and spreading all that. Your book also talks about the rise of Protestantism. At the time of the start of your book, the only Christian religion is the Catholic religion. There weren't any other forms of Christianity at all. And you're going to have some different revolutionary thinkers. First of all, a guy named Martin Luther is going to go out and try to reform the Catholic Church, says these are the things we're doing wrong, and these are the things that we should do better. And he's really going to protest the Catholic Church. That's where you get the word Protestant. The Protestant religion is a Christian religion that is protesting the Catholic Church. You're also going to have a guy named John Calvin come out and really kind of reform also. So you have some new religious thinkers going on saying these are some different ideas in Christianity. Along that time, you're going to have new religions like the Puritans, the Church of England, all these different religions. We'll talk more about the Puritans in our next chapter. But your book does a very basic overview, and it's really important because America is based on some religious ideas and religious freedoms. So we're going to look at them in greater detail in further chapters, but just know that they get their start with guys like Martin Luther and John Calvin way back in the Renaissance times. The last part of this section talks about the triumph of reason, of the invention of scientific method, of all these people in the Renaissance who really shifted from religious thinking to more scientific thinking. You have the Enlightenment thinkers, guys like John Locke, who we'll talk about later in class, Voltaire, all these different Enlightenment thinkers who talk about reason and logic and science. And that's going to really influence what's going on. At the same time, in government, you're going to have the Magna Carta and the English Bill of Rights, which created representative governments, all those different things. So when we take a look at the Founding Fathers, we can start to see some of the groundwork going on in Europe during the time of the Renaissance and post-Renaissance. So you've got all these different things coming together as we start to settle a new country. That's pretty much a basic overview of Chapter 1, Section 3. It covers a lot of material, which we don't get a ton of depth in. over the course of American history, but really they're all connected. And so when you take this course in high school and at the university level, there's certainly a lot more in depth on all these things than what we're getting into as a basic overview. This class really takes off in chapter 2 and beyond. That's the chapter 1 podcast. Thanks for listening. Make sure you check all three of them. They all work together. Take a look at your book. As always, we appreciate having you listen to us. And give us a line to all our listeners across the globe. Thanks for listening.